Dubai Eye
103.8. For those of you who are new to the country, you might not have heard of the Pink Caravan. It's a UAE-based initiative. It was set up to raise awareness of the importance of screening for breast cancer and also to provide facilities for the early detection and treatment of, and of course, the recovery from the condition. It's a hugely well-established organization out here in the UAE, and every year they do this fantastic tour, I guess. I mean, I'm going to get Nada Bin Galab, who's head of the Equine Committee for the Pink Caravan, to sort of explain what happens, because I'm sure she does it a lot better. Now, Nadia, head of the Equine Committee, that is a very interesting title. Hello, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Georgia, how are you?
Very well, indeed. Now, tell me, Equine Committee, what's all this? I mean, for people who don't know what the Pink Caravan is, can you, by the way, that's Zina doing our social media and her phone just leapt out of her hand. So tell me, yes, you're head of the Equine Committee. What does the Pink Caravan do and why are there horses involved?
So basically, the Pink Caravan is an initiative that was launched in 2011. The Pink Caravan is a pan-UAE breast cancer awareness initiative that falls under Friends of Cancer Patients and under the umbrella of KESHF for early detection of cancer. And every year, the Pink Caravan organizes this ride, which travels around the seven Emirates, and it's accompanied by about 10 to 15 riders, depending on the day, volunteers, medical teams, and they basically advocate the importance of breast cancer awareness and timely detection, prevention, and the treatment. So since its inception in 2011, the Pink Caravan has sought to promote awareness about breast cancer and the importance of its early detection. And we've come a long way in dispelling the myths and the misconceptions around the disease. And the way we've done it is how we linked the equine to the breast cancer, basically. So that's how the link happened.
I mean, it's such a clever way, because when you're riding the horses around, people are like, what's going on? And it, by its
exactly.
very nature, people are a bit like, oh, what's the big deal? And then you get into the conversation about breast cancer, which I suppose
Absolutely.
is just so important to, you just don't want these things to be brushed under the carpet, do you?
Exactly. And the thing is, when you talk about breast cancer, it's such a difficult topic to tackle. So by providing a medium like horses that that kind of reflect innocence, positivity, beauty, you know, spirituality, you've given that medium to bridge so we can actually discuss breast cancer and we can talk about it and we can talk about how early detection is key.
Was there a time here in the UAE when people really didn't feel comfortable about talking about their breasts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even till today, we're having, so if you go towards the Northern Emirates, like, and I'm talking about Ras Al Khaimah, Amghan, you've got a huge cluster of our society that is not very comfortable talking about it or addressing it, or they'll acknowledge it, but they don't want to take the initiative of going and get screened, or, you know, just because they're scared. Anything around cancer is scary, basically.
I mean, I'm going to be hitting 40 in the next couple of weeks. No fear there. When should I get? Should I be starting to think about getting screened?
Absolutely. So when you're 40 and above, you should think about getting a mammogram every 2 years. But before that, so when you're about in your early 30s, you need to be taught how to do a self-examination, and then you need to just, you know, do regular checkups and check for lumps. And then once you go 40 and above, you need to get screened, like get mammogram done.
And are there places on your Pink Caravan route where women can come and either be taught how to do that examination or even get screened?
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to be available at all the seven Emirates. We've got fixed clinics in Sharjah, Dubai, Abu Arjman, Umm Qayyim, Ras Al Khaimah, Fujairah, and Abu Dhabi. And we've got about 30 mobile clinics. And not only that, the van itself, the Pink Caravan medical facility van, will be present, and we can do on-site screenings, we can do on-site the mammogram. So the van is fully equipped with an ultrasound, with a mammogram machine, and the pap smear testing. And this is all for free. Just get down to the clinics or the mobile vans and get yourself screened.
And
it's completely free.
And if they want to check out the route, what's the website?
www.pinkcaravan.ae. Or you could follow us on our social media, The Pink Caravan, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and actually be part of the ride per day. We start on the 23rd. We start off in Sharjah, and we end on the 1st of March in Abu Dhabi. So if you're on social media, you can actually follow us step by step through the live feed, through the stories, through the posts, and you can send us direct messages. We'll respond, or you just come over. I mean, come and meet us. We'd love to meet everyone.
Amazing. Nada bin Galab, head of the Equine Committee for the Pink Caravan. That is such a worthwhile organization. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you for having us, Georgia. It's really a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. Brilliant. And if so, and remember those screenings, they're free. So it's definitely worth getting in touch and checking them out on social media.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.